From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Italian Prime Minister Matteo Renzi has vowed to resign after his referendum on constitutional reform suffered a huge defeat Sunday, losing to the no camp 60% to 40% amid high voter turnout.
Il no ha vinto in modo straordinariamente netto.
Mr. Renzi said the no vote won in a very convincing manner. The Eurozone's third largest economy may be heading for yet another election year, which could see the anti-Euro party five-star movement take power. Referendum's defeat also raises the specter of a financial crisis within the country's debt-laden banking system. Austria's anti-immigrant candidate Norbert Hofer has failed to become the country's first far-right leader since World War II, and an election seemed as a test for the strength of populist movements in Europe. Hofer, who campaigned on an anti-establishment, anti-immigrant, and anti-EU platform, conceded defeat to his environmentalist opponent, Alexander van der Bellen, who ran as an independent. Some voters lamented the bitter divisions that the race exposed. Ghana's new Patriotic Party candidate, Nana Akufo-Addo, is hoping to become the new president on December 7th. He contested the results in the 2012 alleged electoral fraud, but ultimately accepted a ruling upholding John Mahama's presidency. Many took to the streets of the capital, Accra, demanding an end to corrupt politics. This woman is an Akufo-Addo supporter. Akufo-Addo is banking on the backing of voters who are frustrated. This is VOA News. Syrian monitors say at least 21 people, including several children, were killed. It happened Sunday in airstrikes southeast of Aleppo as Russian-backed Syrian forces carried out a nationwide and a region-wide offensive against rebels seeking to topple the Damascus government. Russia announced in November that it was resuming airstrikes in Idlib and Homs provinces in support of the government of President Bashar al-Assad. Staffan de Mistura met over the weekend with diplomats working toward ending the Syrian civil war, and then the UN rep spoke to reporters.
So bottom line, regardless of whether there is a military victory or a non-military victory in Syria, you still need a push for a political inclusive real solution, including the region. This is a proxy war. It needs to be a proxy peace, too.
Tens of thousands of civilians are thought to be trapped in eastern Aleppo despite a huge uptick of refugees fleeing the combat since mid-November. U.S. President-elect Donald Trump has warned American businesses if they move their operations overseas, they would face a 35% tax on any products they try to sell in the United States. The U.S. has lost 5 million manufacturing jobs since 2000, many to automation and some to overseas locations where company owners are paying workers less than they have been paying in the U.S. Meantime, Donald Trump's team is downplaying the significance of his telephone conversation with President Tsai Ing-wen of Taiwan, with which the United States has had no formal diplomatic ties since 1979 in deference to China. So far, China is conveying a restrained response to the Trump-Tsai phone call. The remains of former Cuban leader Fidel Castro were buried in eastern Cuba on Sunday after 9 days of nationally mandated mourning. Castro, a polarizing figure who was celebrated by some Cubans as a champion of the poor and harshly criticized by others as a tyrant who wrecked the country's economy and violated human rights, died in November at age 90 after years of declining health. As people at a Saturday rally chanted, "I am Fidel," in Spanish, Cuban President Raúl Castro told those gathered that the government will honor Fidel's wishes that no monuments or public venues will be named after him. Raúl Castro assumed office in February of 2008 and has pledged to step down in 2018. Get more news at our website. You can find us at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.